From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. This is Robert Siegel in New York. As U.S. airport officials work to step up security, they may want to take some cues from Israel. The national carrier, El Al, honed its stringent security checks decades ago during a spate of plane hijackings by radical Palestinian groups. Today, many consider it the safest airline in the world. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
If you've ever flown El Al, you've probably grumbled about the grilling. Young security agents with the barrage of questions. Why are you visiting Israel? Whom did you meet here? Who packed your bags? Routine interviews can last 20 minutes. Intensive checks can go on for hours, and many have missed their flights because of them. Former El Al security analyst Shlomo Dror says it's annoying but necessary.
Maybe you are not really a terrorist. Maybe sometimes you don't know that you are carrying a bomb. And we have some example in the past. We have in 79 in Zurich, some German came to us to one of our flights. He didn't know that he had a bomb in his suitcase. He thought that he is smuggling diamonds.
The first two X-ray checks had found nothing in the man's suitcase, but El Al's security agents persisted because they sensed the man was hiding something. In fact, El Al starts investigating passengers from the moment they purchase a ticket. Dror says each name is checked against a long list of suspected terrorists compiled by the Interpol agency and by Israel's own intelligence services. El Al also places undercover security agents on every plane, at least one, possibly more, according to the number of suspicious passengers. Dror says the agents are seated near the suspects to keep an eye out and to be within easy shooting range if the passenger attempts a hijacking. After the Pan Am 103 and other flight disasters, a number of U.S. airlines hired Israeli security personnel, including Dror. But he says they balked at his recommendations.
The American point of view, it's people should have freedom. You should trust people. And one of the things that they told us, they said, how can I ask someone this question? I'm getting into his privacy. How can I open someone's suitcase?
In addition, Dror says U.S. managers didn't want to spend the extra money for security and didn't want to slow down the check-in procedure for fear of losing customers. But another security consultant, Benny Tal, warns all that is now irrelevant. Tuesday's disaster may be only the beginning.
This time it was the airplane, but if you take care of the airplane, the train station can be the same thing, you know?
Tal notes that for years, large parking lots and shopping malls in Israel have posted guards to check car trunks and search handbags. After a recent spate of suicide bombings, guards also appeared at crowded restaurants. He says the U.S. must consider such deterrence.
The commander of the security of the police, the FBI, have to think and have to think fast because there are no time. They have to arrange immediately all the security in everywhere.
Tal says this makes him sad. In his travels around the world, he's always returned home wishing Israel could become a carefree, normal place like the U.S. or Europe. Now it seems it will be the other way around. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.